And even the sharpest of pains get smoothened by solar nature. And physically, the content deteriorates prior to the container, yet spiritually the process is inverted. And we ought to aim to be as simple and sharp as the ray of sun perforating our soul. And it is only after having thoroughly accepted our own nature that we can enforce it onto society. And the more we try to substitute our living nature, the more our own nature will be deadly altered. And our main objective should be to obtain and maintain as such solar exposure as without the intolerable becomes divine matter. And our profoundness is a process of constant yet slow digging. And our presence should be tailored within where we find love. And if there's not enough natural turbulence, humans make sure to generate another kind of turbulence. And life will flow as soon as we realize that all that will remain of us are our seeds. And our only hope are the free spirits will be able to read our attempt for freedom without any prejudice. And unless we disobey, the more the social request, the less of our humanity will emerge. Bread is taken off our mouth, the amazement for the rich luxuries is turned into hatred. And unless we have a spiritual environment working within, we will become only the extension of the surrounding environment and not vice versa. An unconditional exposure without any preconceived identity is what really gives us a true identity. And for a better humanity, we should always see ourselves as mediums and never as the actual result. And no scientific prediction can beat the artistic intuition of any human coming to being. And as soon as we link our destiny to the choice of others, we are doomed to get crazy. And we are able to be born again, only accepting to replace the old form for a newer one. And the only true beauty is what can capture the aura of time. And we shall never pretend to be liberated by a person enslaved by his own worldly ambitions. And cultural evolution implies that what is engraved on the pedestal will soon take over what is on the pedestal. And any directive principle can be seen only as a pretext to experience a most unique kind of life. And from the natural jungle, we have now erected an artificial jungle to obstruct our panoramic understanding. And there is no possibility of dealing with the obstinacy but by bringing some common sense once it turns desperate. And people seek for social support, for natural occurrences, but wouldn't give any support for the extra natural ones. And our restless nature can either be demolished by social procedures or simply elevated by our own spiritual ones. And harmony can only be established by going hand in hand with other people's nature without enforcing any artificial regime. As it is no longer extraordinary to do something through space, we ought to focus to do something extraordinary through time. And it takes a great humanity to tune to poetic whisperings in time of bombastic rhetorics. And for so long we are confined in a space that only a limited time has determined for us. And an organic life is the key to hand over to our offspring the full natural potential. And our effort ought to be constant in order to saturate a level and uplift ourselves onto a new one. And what we thought we could find in the one, we can find in the multitude and vice versa. And all the human fuss and whining could be reconducted to the simple need to be in nature, while taking little steps we shouldn't be afraid of taking them. And resources need to be also recirculated, and we shouldn't make any extraordinary effort to withhold them. And even though we have grasped the peak, we have to wait to get closer to it in order to fully size it. And spiritual repetition may only be the only way of surviving an artificial repetition in which we have been confined. And wilderness is always a necessary experience that needs, however, to be followed by comfort to recollect it. And every nature retains in itself the opposite nature, and we shall be ready to investigate both. And we ought to be the agents of our own will if we wanted to become meaningful to others. And if we can, we shall choose our surrounding in accordance to our own nature so that we can fully manifest it. And poetry is discreetness, and discreetness is letting ourselves in the hands of our own nature. And acting so surprised about being peeled off is just a confirmation of us being so microscopic. The will to execute is there, but the machine made complex by commercial pretension obsoleted. By disconnecting our faith to that of the machine, we may not rapidly evolve, yet we may not rapidly regress either. We just don't want to accept it, but the right solution is always the most obvious. And if it was technology simulating us, now it is us who has to simulate technology and regain our human nature. And to be at ease, always elevate things where they belong, whether high or low. and we may be accused of not wanting to negotiate, yet to negotiate both parts need to be cleaned out of their pride. And as a rule, we should always try to fabricate ourselves prior moving to prefabrication. The more we climb the social ladder, the more we consume our human resources. And either we become rats ourselves, or we won't be able to live within a rat trap. And by knowing ourselves, the idea is that we should also acknowledge that others have a very different nature than ours. And war is the raping that ultimately makes people give up their own nature. And having got a feeling of the extremes, we can still appreciate them in all our mediocrity. And the captivated bourgeois is only able to project his freedom onto manias he would be fanatically ready to die for. We can no longer manifest ourselves in our normality, and we manifest our extremes in the abnormal. And at last, a fully aggressive nature will have to be shown to those who have repressed their nature.